imagine a single delicate snowflake floating through the air. Let your mind rest on the image of this snowflake. The snowflake is shaped like a tiny star with six points and smooth edges. It glistens white as it flutters through the air. But as it turns, hints of pink, blue, and golden yellow appear as the light catches it. The snowflake floats on the breeze, whisked further ahead with every gentle gust. Follow it. Watch as it tumbles through the air, between evergreen trees dusted with snow. It wisps over hills and valleys, heading to the edge of the earth. Beyond the farthest hill, it's joined by a flurry of other snowflakes. Thousands of tiny white stars, creating a blustering haze. It's hard to see past them all, dancing through the air. Then, the wind calms. The flurry settles to the ground, revealing a vast, dark sky. The moon shines brilliantly above. A layer of soft snow covers everything in sight. Ahead, there's a small village, a little cluster of homes and workshops made of wood painted red and green. Each glows with a warm yellow light within. A small trail leads into the village. Marking the entrance, there's a little white sign. In curving handwritten letters, it reads, "Welcome to Train Town." Standing next to the sign, with a red canvas sack slung over his shoulder, is Winky. And this is her very first day in Train Town. Winky takes a deep breath, feeling the cold air warm in her lungs. A puff of air billows from her mouth, warming the tip of her nose as she looks down at the village. A gentle shiver travels up her spine. She's excited, but also a little nervous. Her whole life, she's dreamed of making toy trains. For years, she went to school and apprenticed with the very best elves in the train building business. She studied hard and spent long nights poring over every book on trains she could find. She read books about painting trains and books on train mechanics. There were ones about the best materials to use, about how to fasten the perfect brake wheels, and how to decorate the interior in various styles. One of her favorites was called "Everything About Toy Trains That Doesn't Have to Do with the Train." It talked about where to place a jolly sprig of holly, how to tie a cinnamon stick through a bow and place it firmly on the front of the engine, and the best way to affix a shiny silver bell so it will ring bright and clear as the train travels along the track. She worked hard to get to this point, and now she's made it. Standing with her rucksack, looking down at the center of the toy train universe, Train Town.